To seek truth requires one to ask the right questions. Those void of truth never ask about anything because their ego and arrogance prevent them from doing so. Therefore, they will always remain ignorant. Those on the right path to truth are extremely heart-driven and childlike in their quest, always asking questions, always wanting to understand and know everything, and are not afraid to admit when they don't know something. However, every truth seeker does need to break down their ego first to see the truth. If the mind is in the way, the heart won't see anything. And this week's opening quote comes from Susie Kassam. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, it's a pleasure to be back here speaking to you once again, ladies and gentlemen. I did hope to be bringing DJ Welch onto the show this week to discuss the 5G grid a little bit further, but unfortunately, due to me being a traveller and not always having the best of circumstances with which to record things, it just didn't happen this week. So I'm hopefully going to bring you that show next week, because we certainly do have a lot of stuff to discuss. But there's a lot of stuff to discuss anyway. Things certainly haven't slowed down in the last week since I did last week's show. Google is talking about internet censorship. The 5G grid is continuing its relentless push forward. And there's also been an enormous amount of information coming to me from listeners regarding things such as the DNA-based computers, the D-Wave computers. And I've been finding a lot of researchers have been coming to similar conclusions as what I've been coming to regarding the true purpose of Morgellons and the third strand of DNA that seems to be being introduced into our biology. And so there's a lot of things to discuss. There's always a lot of things to discuss. It just seems to be the way of the world, doesn't it? They always give us plenty of things to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, because they just do not stop with their push forward. But before I get into things this week, a little bit of housekeeping. I just want to let you know that I'm actually doing a gig. I'm speaking in the UK again on October 1st at Swindon at the Truth and Freedom Summit. I'm going to be speaking there with Tony Sayers, and I am going to be discussing the 5G and smart grid that is coming out. This is a special gig that's just been put on due to all of the information that's come out regarding the smart grid and the need to get this information to the public. So if you can get along to this kind of impromptu gig that is happening on the 1st of October in Swindon, please do get along to that. Also, I'm going to be serving Cumbo in Hawaii in November. There's a Cumbo workshop there. There are limited spaces available for this workshop, so do get in early. These are very, very good workshops held in Hawaii, with a lot of extracurricular activities that go on as well. So it's really worth coming to, folks. If you can sign up for that one, I will see you in Hawaii in November. So that is the Truth and Freedom Conference in Swindon in the UK on October the 1st and the Cumbo Workshop in Hawaii in November, I think on November the 4th. You'll find the details to both of those events on my website, thecrowhouse.com. So please do get in and sign up for that as early as you can, because they'd like to know what numbers are coming, just so we can cater for the people. But yeah, the world seems to be continuing to spiral down the path to complete insanity that we've been seeing roll out so much in the last few years. Still posturing against North Korea, of course, and North Korea is now threatening to shoot missiles to Guam. Of course they are. Guam is such a threat to North Korea. I mean, why would they be wanting to shoot missiles at Guam? Well, probably I would say, folks, because it is pointed in the direction of Australia from North Korea. And this will, of course, help Malcolm Turnbull be able to bring in new legislation and ramp up the ANZUS Treaty in Australia, which they appear to be doing. And there's a chance that they may even want to bring back conscription in Australia. So if you are in Australia and this maggot of a prime minister wishes to induct you into the armed forces, ladies and gentlemen, tell him in no uncertain terms to go fight the battle himself, because you don't want to be going and fighting these bankers' wars. The wars are not to protect Australia, they are to protect the status quo and to deliver more people into the bloodfest that is war There is no reason for any country to be going to war with any other country in the modern world. The people don't want war. No people anywhere want war. And even if North Korea is a problem, you're not going to free the people of North Korea by dropping bombs on them. It doesn't work that way. Malcolm Turdfull is, of course, just trying to get himself up there on the global stage. Australia is trying to become a big player on the world stage, and Malcolm Turdfull is very much pushing this Zionist globalist agenda to bring about this one world government and to set Australia up as the world police headquarters for the southern hemisphere. But all of it really is theatre for the masses, folks, as is most of these wars, just theatre for the masses. Most of it is just about harvesting body parts and locking the people of Western countries down under the mythical fear of terrorism, which is cooked up by the governments themselves. You know, war is a racket, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it is. It's a racket, it's a money scam, and a bloodfest. That's all it is. And it never serves the interest of the people of the country. None of the wars are fought under the pretenses that we're given. They are all fought simply for political reasons. It's never because a country is actually a threat to another country. Well, except in the case of the United States, of course, which seems to be a threat to everywhere. Though even in saying that, it's kind of a tricky situation because America is effectively governed by the State of Israel and by the banking interests that control the country that operate out of the UK. So it's all one big happy family, really. But the United States is most certainly the war mechanism which is being used to destabilize the world and is therefore, in effect, the biggest threat to world peace that the world currently faces. And this is actually quite in contrast to the people of the United States. You know, if you meet the people of the United States, Americans are very nice people. They're very good people. Most of them want to help you. Most of them are very good, very decent, very caring people. Vastly different to their government. And that's why even in response to the actions of the US government, you don't want to just go and destroy America because you don't want to hurt the American people. The same as you don't want to be hurting the people of any of these countries, the same as we don't want to be hurting the people of North Korea. And even if there is a problem with the government, like I said, it's no good bombing the country. But look at the other reasons why they might be posturing against North Korea. I mean, look at this smart grid that's coming online. Look at the system that's coming online that I've been talking about in the last few shows. And look at what this system really is, the lockdown that we are about to be subject to under the 5G grid, which is being rolled out to the people under the guise of better communication. And think about the Chinese system, the Chinese work ethic. Look at what the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all sorts of people have said about the Chinese work ethic. They like it very much. They would love to see the people of Western cultures regimented the way the Chinese workers are. They'd love to see people getting up and doing their calisthenics every morning and falling into line and going to their little slave jobs and doing what they're told every day and not questioning anything, all standing in line, never dissenting in any way, never asking any questions, never wanting to know anything, just doing what they're told. They would love that. And so what would be the best way to bring the Chinese system online? Well, maybe under the pretense of a war would be a good way to do it. I mean, America owes China a lot of money anyway, and if America or Australia is going to start launching missiles at North Korea, which is right next to China, then do you really think China is going to agree with missiles streaming to or fro across its airspace bombing North Korea? I don't think so. I think China will probably want to get involved. And you'll probably find that any conflict with North Korea escalates into something very, very dramatic, which will go completely the wrong way for the people of the United States, but will have the very real possibility of introducing a Chinese work ethic into these countries. Because a war with North Korea will undoubtedly result in a war with China. And China really is a sleeping giant that I don't think it's very smart to be prodding. But even with that, you've got to wonder how much of it is theatre and how much of it complements the rollout of this 5G smart grid. Because that really is the matter at hand. And looking at the rollout of the 5G smart grid, hopefully this will be something that will unite the people to a common focal point, because this is something that affects everybody. This isn't just something that's a conspiracy theory. This isn't something that anyone can get away from. It's something that's going to affect every man, woman, and child in the Western world, and eventually every man, woman, and child on Earth. It's a very, very important issue, and it is integral to the control grid. In fact, the smart grid is the control grid itself. And what is integral to this coming online and working is the digital cashless society that they have to bring on in order to run the smart grid. You know, without a digital cashless society, the smart grid cannot come online. And that is why things such as cryptocurrencies are such a concern at the moment. And that is not to say that Bitcoin is anything evil. It's not. But when you consider the possibility of the government introducing its own blockchain technology, then it does become a problem, and the government is very much looking at doing this. And the fact that it's digital anyway is the problem, because, as I said last week, the problem with the cryptocurrency people is that they believe that it is by removing the control that central banks have over currency that we will find freedom. But really, when the smart grid comes online, it doesn't matter where the currency comes from as long as it's digital. Because when you have to pay for every aspect of your life and it's all done automatically, then it needs to be digital in order for that to happen. And frankly, it doesn't really matter to the system what form the digital credits take, as long as they are digital credits. And blockchain technology would be a perfect way to bring this about. It would be a perfect way for the government to run it, because all they have to do is introduce their own blockchain and then effectively outlaw the other ones, which they can do with the flick of a pen, because that's what government does. And suddenly they've got the whole system online, up and running, just the way they wanted. So it's really imperative to see the role that economics is playing in this system. And what is really wrong with the smart grid is the fact that it is going to be economically based. And that's what smart meters are all about. Eventually, you will pay for every time you open your fridge, every time you switch on a light. It'll all be paid by use. Every time you use a can opener, every time you use anything that requires power, you will have to pay for it by use. Even if it's your own product, you'll have to pay for it by use. And when it all becomes digital, then they digitize everything else as well. They digitize your land ownership. All of this stuff becomes online documents which don't really exist in the real world, so you have no real proof of what's going on in your life at all. All you have are the digital copies of it all. So this is what goes along with it, and not to mention, of course, the surveillance aspects to the entire smart grid. That is something that people just don't seem to be noticing, because people are virtually living in this surveillance society already, and they are paying for their own surveillance by installing all these new apps on their phones and all the stuff that they're carrying around with them, all the new computer operating systems. All of these things are surveillance systems, and this is the other underlying aspect of it that people just don't seem to be noticing at all. Well, maybe a lot of people in the truth community are noticing it, but people in general are basically buying into these devices, and they're putting every single aspect of their lives online for all to see. And that's really what the internet is for, folks. It's about mapping the human terrain. That's what it's always been for. I mean, sure, it's given us access to all sorts of information, but it's also provided all the information about everybody who's online to the powers that believe they be, who sit there and correlate all the information at the top. And again, this isn't done by people who sit there and monitor every conversation. It's done through systems such as the Promise software and Palantir, which I discussed, I think, on the show last week. And this whole surveillance grid is online, and it's actually been online for quite a long time. It's just that it's been very well refined of late. And with the advent of things such as the D-Wave computer system and the new quantum computers that they're building, and the 5G grid, it's about to be taken to the next level. And what we are heading for is a surveillance system and a lockdown of unprecedented proportions. And not only that, the very real possibility that we are going to be hooked up to this grid ourselves. And this is going to be done without our knowledge, and that it's going to be through biological modifications that are being made to the human race. And that may sound pretty out of this world, folks, but it seems to be happening in the world right now, unbeknownst to the people. Everybody is being genetically altered. This is stuff that I've also talked about in the last few shows. And something that I discussed, and something that's very important, is the huge reduction in the male sperm count and the chemical transgenderization that's happening to the human race. And I've actually received a lot of flack from transgender people for suggesting such a thing, but I've also received a lot of positive emails from transgender people as well. One in particular who's known they were transgender since they were 5 years old, and they go in for checkups quite regularly, and they have noticed a 4 to 6-fold increase in transgender people, and they, being a trans person themselves, are also quite concerned about what is happening to this species. But not only are we being modified in that way and being led into this transgender society, and the reason for this, of course, folks, is because of transhumanism, because when you become transhuman, you have no gender, so you better start getting used to this now because it's going to help the transition. I would suggest that is what is happening, because it isn't just being done chemically. The human race has been genetically modified, and it's not just happening by the chemicals and the plastics. It's also being achieved via other means. And this has been done via Morgellons and the 3-strand DNA that I would suggest they are bringing online in everybody. And this is going to be hooked up, I would suggest, to the 3-strand DNA computers that they are building. And these are, like I said, quantum computers and supercomputers such as the D-Wave system and the Titan system. The Titan system is a D-Wave computer anyway. But these are based on quantum computing. Quantum computing is quite bizarre. And I don't know whether you've ever seen them, but quantum computers are very odd-looking devices. And they're also based on fractal principles. I mean, understanding what the universe is and understanding what reality is, it's a fractal reality. Everything is in fractals. This is where the whole concept of as above, so below, all this hidden information and all this esoteric, what they call occult knowledge and all of this stuff. This is one of the things that it all comes down to. I mean, not the only thing, but one of the things that it all comes down to is that reality exists as a fractal. Everything is fractal. And quantum computers also appear to be built using fractal principles, which I find to be quite interesting. And what these things are likely capable of is beyond all imagination, really. I mean, if you start looking at quantum computing and where it's going, it's pretty freaky sort of stuff. And thinking about the world as an electrical universe and the fact that we are energetic electrical beings, that's how we work. Everything is electrical. Every signal that runs through our body is electricity. Everything, every thought we have, everything we feel, every touch, everything we speak, it's all the result of electromagnetic signals floating around our body, impulses that come from our heart, from our brain. The way we feel a bench when we touch it. This is an electrical signal that's sent to your brain that tells you what the bench feels like. So it's all electromagnetics. It's all firing of electromagnetism through our synapses and all this sort of stuff. And when you look at things that are being introduced into our biology, such as Morgellons syndrome, Morgellons is essentially a bioelectrical magnetic organism that functions according to certain electromagnetic fields. And when you look at how it responds to certain magnetic fields, and there's people that have done tests on Morgellons and seen, then you can start to begin to understand why we are subject to so many of the electromagnetic fields that we're subject to. The airport scanners, for example, I touched on this last week as well. The airport scanners break your DNA chain. Now, why would they be using a particular frequency which is set to break your DNA chain? Is it possible that this DNA chain is being broken in order to create points for the 3rd strand of GNA, which is DNA's chemical cousin, the Morgellons fibers? Are these breaks in your DNA being manufactured in order for this 3rd strand to have points to bond onto? I would suggest this is a very real possibility. And Morgellons also grows very, very rapidly when subject to electromagnetic pulse, such as you receive in airport scanners and the various places that many people frequent in their everyday activities, such as hospitals, x-ray machines, digital photographic machines. There are all sorts of places we are subject to this type of electromagnetic radiation. Probably even from standing in front of a microwave oven while it's cooking, and how many people have those things in their homes? In fact, I wonder how much the Morgellons fibers could be activated by simply eating microwave food or speaking on a cell phone. And that wouldn't surprise me either. It's very revealing to see what actually happens when a person is speaking on a cell phone. There was a man who developed a particular form of photography recently where he was able to show the electromagnetic fields that are created when someone is walking with a cell phone or when someone is speaking on a cell phone. And when you think that everything that exists in nature resonates at around 7.2 hertz, not much above that, about 7 to 10 hertz is probably the maximum anything in nature resonates at. And you look at the frequencies we are introducing with the microwave technology and the mobile phone technology, the wireless technology we're using, which is up in the billions of hertz. And now we're getting up to the 5G system, which is a millimeter wave higher than all the others. So high, in fact, that it's going to start affecting the cell structure of all living things around it. Then you can see exactly where we are being led and the dangers of what is being rolled out right beneath our feet while we're being distracted with posturing against North Korea and arguments over our different belief systems. I think it's really important that people pay attention to what's happening around them and get a little bit of focus, because this is an issue, like I said, that's going to affect everybody. And it is an issue we can hopefully agree to focus some attention on, because hopefully we can agree to the importance of this issue and what it is going to do to mankind if we allow it to come online. And for all those who are investigating all sorts of esoteric rabbit holes, well, if the internet censorship comes online the way they want to do, and look at Google, they're complaining that you get more than one answer when you type a question into Google. Think about that. They're saying that's a bug. There's a great video that was put out by TruthStream Media last week, which I've got featured on my website in my headlines, about Google censorship. And they're actually saying that getting more than one answer to a question is a bug that Google would like to eliminate. Think about that, folks. That eliminates all critical thinking at all. Any opinion which is not a government-approved opinion or academically-approved opinion is an opinion that is no longer valid. So how do we have any creative thinking? How are we ever able to learn anything new or create or discover anything new if we're simply not allowed to think and we're not allowed to ask questions? And that's the way Google's going. They're also squeezing the truth channels out. They're squeezing the truth websites out. They are starting to lock the system down, folks. So I would suggest, as I've suggested before, that if you like what I have on thecrowhouse.com, it might be a good time to download what you want from the website while you still have a chance. There is another website that has been hosting the MP3s that you can download year by year if you would like to. That is great to see someone doing that, and I do really appreciate the person that has done that. You'll find a link to that on my radio archives as well, where you'll find all the shows there in an easy format for you to download the entire history of everything I've ever done or said. But I would suggest that if you want to keep the information from the websites that you're frequenting, now is a good time to start saving this information to your hard drives and perhaps even backing it up onto other hard drives or trying to get it printed onto disk or get it somewhere that it exists in the physical world and not just on a hard drive somewhere. Because they really are beginning to ramp things up and lock things down. This was very predictable with the way the Pizzagate meme was played, folks. I predicted this last year that they're going to use this to vilify and lock down the independent media and bring about internet censorship, and they are certainly looking at doing that now. This is what the whole fake news meme was about. This is why there is so much disinformation and so many wild conspiracy theories available on the internet, simply to provide the excuse the government needs of why they need to regulate information, because so many people are being misdirected by people who believe in aliens or whatever, you know, whatever they can think up. They were using Nibiru, people who believe that Nibiru is coming. This is why they need to lock down the internet and they need to eliminate all of these conspiracy theories. That's the excuse they were using in the Google article anyway. So you can see where they're going with it, folks. What it's about is limiting people's access to the truth and making sure that the only answer you get to anything is the government and academically approved answer, so that history is what they say it is and not what you might believe it is. And it doesn't matter what anybody investigates or researches. If it does not support the official line, then it will be classed as fake news and fake history, and it will be dismissed and expunged from the Google servers. That's the way they're taking things. I mean, this is seriously like 1984 on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. And once it comes online and once it gets introduced, if the people let it happen, then it's just going to remain that way forevermore. and they'll be able to change history and rewrite whatever they want, and the official line will always be the right line and always stand as the truth, regardless of whether it is or it isn't. And if people want to dissent about it and really create a fuss, well, once it's all run by the smart grid, then they can simply switch you off and boot you out, and you can go fend for yourself and see how you go as an outcast. And that's what it'll be, folks. It'll be either you comply with the system or you're an outcast. That's the way it will be unless we can alert people to what is happening, and unless people stand up and refuse to accept this smart grid from coming online. Because once it does come online, there'll only be two classes of people. There'll be those who are desirable and those who are undesirable. And that will all be categorized and classed by the system as well. The police won't have much say in the matter. The government won't have much say in the matter. The system will simply categorize you as undesirable and will send a message off to the correct authorities to go and grab you and put you somewhere safe where you will be forced to comply or be kept incarcerated until you do. That's the way we're going, folks. We're heading towards a complete and utter lockdown. And if we could get some focus in the independent media, we have the numbers to actually turn this around. We have the numbers to alert vast swathes of population to what is happening. We really do. We've got a lot of people in the independent media, a lot of people who are very focused on their own rabbit holes. And if we could agree to get some focus on this common issue that is affecting us all, so that we could then continue down our rabbit holes, then we will be fine. But if we don't get this focus now, then all the rabbit holes are going to be closed anyway, because we didn't pay attention to what was right before our faces and right beneath our noses, that which controls everything else, and that which dictates our access to the information that we want to research. Because all this is going to change if we don't pay attention to what is happening. And we've got to agree to disagree and get some respect for each other and realize that we're all in the same team here. We're all fighting the same battle. We're all fighting for freedom. We're all trying to bring this human experience to a better place, something better where we have the freedom to get all of these questions and put them to rest. All these answers that we want to find, we want to get ourselves into a position where we can go and find out the answers to these things. But if we continue fighting and squabbling and saying my way or the highway and I'm the only one who knows what's going on, then we're just playing into the hands of the controllers. And as I said, folks, we're about to lose access to all the information that we want to get anyway, because the internet's about to change very dramatically if we don't pay attention. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so we'll go and have a break now, and I'll be back to continue with you in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so looking at this beast system, it's really the autonomic intelligence behind it that is the problem, the way we are being led into an automated system. As I said, many people cannot really see the forest for the trees. When they're looking at this, it's very difficult for many people to get their minds around. Many people cannot see what it really is and how it is slowly encroaching itself over their lives, and they're really going to wake up one morning very soon and find themselves locked into this control grid, and many are going to wonder how they got there. Many people won't even notice it happening because it's still going to be a gradual process, even though it seems like it's fast for us. I mean, it's fast for me when I look at it because I've been looking at this grid for 30 or 40 years coming online, and now I can see that it's ramping up really, really quickly, but the people out there in the matrix, they aren't really seeing it as happening quickly at all. They're just seeing a transition to more convenience in their world, more convenience in their society. The rollout of the 5G grid is going to be very good for them. They think it's going to be more convenience for them, smart this, smart that. The whole cashless thing, they think it's all going to be very good, very convenient. And many people won't notice the gradual washing away and brushing away of the truth on the internet. They won't notice how the Google search results are changing, how the answers are getting more and more limited and more refined to what the government and academia wants you to believe. You're not going to be able to find all of these different blogs and all these different questions that people put out there, and you'll find that a lot of people will end up not even being able to put these things out there, because with the talk of Internet 2 that they wish to bring in, and this is kind of what we're seeing with the restructuring of the Internet that we know it. I mean, Internet 2 doesn't necessarily mean they want to move over to new servers. It means that they're just restructuring the Internet as we know it, and they're moving it into this smart grid. They can probably move it over to new servers as they do that, as they change it over to the smart grid, and people won't even realize it's happening. and what they were talking about years ago with this new type of internet they want to bring in. And you can see this with WordPress, how everybody's sites are now being kept on a cloud. This is what WordPress is basically all about. Sure, it gives you a very convenient, very easy to work website, but it all exists on a cloud. You can't keep the site on your hard drive and upload finished pages. So if they want to close your site down, they've just got to close it down and you've lost everything you've done. You've lost all your work. My old site is an HTML site that I keep on my hard drive and I work on pages on my hard drive and I upload finished pages via FTP. It's an old school type of website. That's why it looks so old, because it is old. But at least it's a website that I've got on my computer. With the new WordPress sites, what they're leading you into is a situation where it all exists on a cloud and eventually everybody will only have their one piece of server space on what will be an academic server, and all that they put on their website will need to be approved by the academic server as being factual information, in inverted commas. That's the way it's going. It's going to have to be government-approved information and academically-approved information. Otherwise, it'll just be classed as fake news and disinformation, and you simply won't be allowed to have your say. That's what they are doing. That's how they're going to control it. That's how they're going to control the flow of truth. And they're not going to just be closing sites down and shutting people out. They'll just kind of brush it aside, and then they'll create a situation where you need approval in order to put your site up there, and it exists on the cloud anyway, so if you start putting things up there that they don't like, well, they can just take it down. Now, does that sound like freedom to you? Does that sound like the internet that we came to grow, to love, and all the experiences that we've had on the internet? Does that sound like the freedom of speech that we've always had and grown to come accustomed to on the internet? The anonymity that we've always grown accustomed to on the internet, where everybody can just get up and have their say without fear of persecution. We're losing all of that with the advent of this smart grid. And this is all being rolled out very, very gradually. And many of the people, even those in the truth movement, they're so busy with their heads down their rabbit holes that they're not noticing how society is becoming automated around them, how everything online is becoming automated, how their phone is being hooked up to their computer, how their phone is spying on them now, how their computer is spying on them now, how all the information is being funneled into certain channels, all truth people are being categorized into certain classes, all the information is being hidden from the mainstream, everything is being categorized, everything is being brushed away, everyone is being logged, everyone is being mapped, and everything is changing. And people really do need to pull their heads out of their rabbit holes and pay attention, because very soon, as I said, the doors to these rabbit holes are going to be closed because they didn't pay attention to the mechanism that is available to them to actually go and search this stuff to begin with. Because all of it is about to change with the rollout of this smart grid and the rollout of the new Google guidelines and new algorithms that they're creating to make sure they get the right answer to people's searches. So people really do need to get a little bit of focus on this, and we need to start creating some type of unity. And look, I know I've been saying this for 10 years. I guess nobody's listening, but I have been saying it for 10 years that we need some unity. We need some focus. We need to stop distrusting anybody who has a different idea to us, and we need to begin paying attention where the attention is needed. I mean, the attention certainly doesn't need to be focused on the theatres of war that the powers that believe they be are creating for us, or the political situation. I don't know how many people still believe in Donald Trump, but if people can't see now that he's just the same as everybody else, then, well, I guess they've just got their head in the clouds somewhere. But it doesn't matter about this theatre of war. It doesn't matter about any of this stuff, because regardless of who wins in any type of conflict, however staged it may be, and all of them are staged, they really are, all of them are designed to bring about an agenda which is being run by the ruling elite at the top, the ruling kakistocracy at the top. And this ruling kakistocracy goes above all governments, it goes above all political systems, it goes above all creeds, all religions, all countries. It's way, way above all of that. It's an agenda that encompasses all of mankind, and all governments are players in this agenda. They all play their role. You notice when there's a war, the governments rarely get bombed, unless they're a bad guy like Saddam Hussein, they need to hang out to dry and punish for public view, just to set an example for other people. Most of them don't get bombed. It's the country that gets bombed. Even the war that Saudi Arabia is waging against Yemen, they're just bombing the country to smithereens and not really doing anything to attack the administration. Same as in Syria. They're not really taking Assad out. They're just turning the country to rubble. Same as what they did in Iraq. Same as what they do in all these countries. Same as what they did in World War II to Germany and to England. Both countries just obliterated each other, and they kept well away from ever attacking the leadership. Very interesting, don't you think? That's what it's all about, folks. It's one big theater for the masses to bring about a certain agenda. And the World War III that they talked about, that they want to bring about in order to lock the world down, the World War III, the Third World War between East and West that Weishaupt talked about, that the so-called Illuminati said had to happen. People are waiting for it to happen. They're thinking it's going to be a situation where there's going to be bombs falling on the United States. They don't realize that the Third World War is the War of Terror, and it's been happening since the staged attacks of September the 11th, 2001. It's been going on ever since then, and the lockdown is almost complete. And it's a worldwide lockdown, regardless of who the winning party is. All the wars are theatre for the masses, and regardless of who is in control, it's the smart grid itself, which is the New World Order. And that's what nobody's noticing. They're externalizing everything. They're looking around at all these different countries that are threatening each other and thinking there's going to be bombs flying across the sky and all sorts of stuff. And sure, they do a bit of that just to keep people distracted and get people to think that it's all real and it all means something. But mostly it's just to harvest organs, and it's to put the fear of war into others so they can bring this smart grid online. The smart grid itself is the problem. That's the lice that are crawling across the carpet while everyone's trying to keep the dogs at bay that are trying to get in the windows. Everyone's distracted with what is attacking their house from the outside, but they're not looking at what is crawling along the carpet right beneath their feet, and that is the smart grid itself. So in looking at all this, you know, it's one thing to look at it and bring all of this information to people and alert people to what's happening around them. But a lot of people say to me, well, what's the solution to all this? You know, a lot of people want a game plan spelled out for them, some action plan they can put into effect, which is going to essentially save the world. And that's a very difficult plan to come up with, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of people have tried a lot of things. This is what the Bitcoin people have tried to do. And it is not the Bitcoin people's fault that they have developed this technology, and now the government very likely intends to borrow that technology from it and put it to nefarious purposes. That doesn't detract from anything the Bitcoin people have tried to do. It's been one attempt at a solution. You know, I've tried Full Circle Project to at least create a means for people to be able to link themselves up on the ground so we can share ideas and form some sort of an action group. But ultimately, we've got to just put whatever plan we have ourselves into action on the ground. One of the best things people can do for themselves, really, is to get out of the city, though. Like, get away from this smart grid. Get as far away from this smart grid as possible. Get away from the 5G grid and use cash in all transactions that you perform that are not online transactions. If you've got to buy airline tickets or do something that requires shopping online, something you've got to buy from a distance or whatever, I can totally understand that. I do it myself. I use debit card for it. I don't own a credit card. I never have. I never will. But I can understand that online transactions need to be done sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. But when you're out in the real world, always shop with real world stuff. Use cash. Don't support any automated system at all. That at least slows things down. And there are resources. Like, there's a resource on my website that you can go and print up. You'll find a link on my homepage, resources about the 5G grid. You can do letterbox drops, all sorts of stuff like that. It does help to share information and to get the word out to people. But what you've got to do out there listening to this is think of every way you can to stop supporting this grid, to step away from the automation, to just stop using all of this stuff. You know, when you come across it, always make a noise about it. Let people know about it. Let people know where it's leading. And complain about the 5G grid. Send letters to everybody that you know. Send letterbox drops everywhere you know. Send letters to your politicians, letters to hospitals, letters to schools. Do talks about it. Alert your neighbors about it. Talk about it around the kitchen table. Everything you can to alert people to what is coming and what this grid means. And when I say stop using smart devices and put down your smartphones, I've had a lot of people complain about this as well. And look, folks, I don't use a smartphone. I don't. And my computer is an old Windows 7 computer. I do not use Windows 8 or Windows 10. I've never gone anywhere past Windows 7. I mean, Windows 7 is bad enough. And the old Mac systems are bad enough, but the new ones are quite literally surveillance systems, and you should not be using them. Recently, the Microsoft AI said itself that people should stop using Windows 10 because it's spying on them, and they should go back to using Windows 8. That's what the Microsoft AI itself said. And people really need to look at what is behind this whole smart grid that's coming out as well. Like I said, AI is what is behind the whole thing anyway. That's where it's all being led. Even by their own plans, by their own papers, they plan to roll this out and hand it over to AI so it becomes fully autonomic within 15 years. And they're already way, way ahead of schedule. You know, all they've got to do is bring this smart grid online. 2020, the smart grid is going to be up and running completely. I mean, it's already up and running virtually now. There's a lot of it that is up and running already that they brought online this year. But it's going to take probably until 2020 until they can manage to chip everything and really bring the whole thing onto a cashless grid. About 3 years they want to do this. And the only thing that's going to slow down the rollout of this cashless grid is if people refuse to participate in it. That's really the only thing that's going to stop it. You know, like any theatre folks, ultimately it comes down to audience participation. If there's no audience, then the theatre can't go ahead. The show can't go on. There's no point in the show going on if people refuse to participate. You know, peaceful non-compliance is really the best thing we have. And spreading information so that we have unity in this non-compliance stance is key to it all. And again, this isn't going to happen without respect for each other. You know, I suggest people really look at what is being rolled out around them and really pay attention to where this is leading and how quickly it is leading us there. Because I'm sure no matter what you're researching, no matter what rabbit hole you have your head down, if you can begin to see that this rabbit hole is going to be closed to you very soon if you don't pay attention to this grid, perhaps that will provide the motivation that people need to actually pay attention to this and to create some unified response to what is being rolled out around us. You know, it's very important, folks. It really is. It's important for our kids that we do this. It's important that we pay attention. You know, the generations coming up won't be able to fix this issue because they won't ever know that there was an issue. They won't have any reference point for what we once were, what we once had with the internet. They won't have any reference point for what a non-technologically controlled world ever looked like. They won't ever know what it's like not to simply be a number in the grid and to be tracked in everything that they do and to be part of this hive mind. They won't know. And if they're bringing it online without our knowledge, which I would suggest they are, you know, if you look at Morgellons and you look at the airport scanners, you look at the vaccines, you look at the GM food, put it all together, you know, you put it all on the table together and put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and this is where it leads to. Everything that I said in my last film, Transformation, where people told me I was going right outside the realms of possibility and I was really going out on a limb making that film and making those claims in that film, everything I said in that film has been proven to be correct, and not only that, but far beyond that. We've gone in the last few years since the 5 years ago that I made that film, because it was 5 years ago, and we've gone forward in leaps and bounds since then. Everything I said in that film, and as I said, way beyond. You know, but the fat lady hasn't sung yet. We still can turn things around. I have an enormous amount of faith in this species. I really do. I have an enormous amount of faith in mankind to be able to step up to the plate. You know, too many people are just unfortunately waiting to be saved and waiting for something big to happen and for the world to simply change without them having to participate. But one united participation, even for one day, could change the direction this world is going. If the whole world simply stood up and said no for one day, then the politicians and the so-called ruling elite, which is really a ruling cacistocracy, really just a criminal class, these people would have nothing to fall back on. Because we are the ones that hold the system up. And it is the disunited state of our society that perpetuates this. If we could just find something to unify on, something to agree on, something to focus on, some common thing that we can all just agree on, then we could change the world. We really could. It's our inability to do that. I don't know why we are so ill-prepared to give each other a break and to simply stand up for what is right and allow people, allow each other to believe different things and to think differently to the way we do. And what happened to us? Why did we get this disassociation with each other? Why do we get this need to hack each other down? Why do we get the need to trap each other and to expose each other and all the things that we do to try to put ourselves on the top of the pile? I mean, I don't do any of this stuff, folks. I'm never out there trying to expose people or trying to trap people or trying to maneuver people into a position where I can jump above them and claim credit for whatever. And, you know, all of these little petty issues we have, and I see so much of it in the truth movement, it's just ridiculous. Now, we've got a common foe here, and it's our failure to focus on this foe, which is allowing the whole control grid to come online, and we've been given every opportunity to get it right. The question is, why don't we just do it? You know, and that's the solution. You know, people that are writing to me and asking for the game plan, well, the game plan is to respect the people around you and to stand up for what is right, to stop tolerating wrong behavior, to stop tolerating evil, allow people to think differently and stand up and call things for what they are. You know, no one else can come and save you. No one is coming to save the human race if the human race is not prepared to at least stand up and put things into motion themselves. You know, as a great man once said, you can't sail across the sea by looking at it. You actually have to do something. And that, I think, has been one of the most difficult things for people to come to terms with when people have begun to go down the rabbit hole of what the independent media and so-called truth movement is. You know, once people wake up to the reality that they are in fact living in a matrix, a prison of their mind, a prison that is controlled by rules that don't really mean anything and a completely false reality, and there is a whole world outside their door. Once they wake up to this, it becomes a very, very difficult process for them. And the more they start looking through the so-called truth movement, the more they start going down rabbit holes and the more information they get access to, very often, the more frightened they become, the more scared, the more apprehensive of the future they become. And sure, there's a very, very dark future coming, and a lot of the stuff that I present you on the shows here is related to that very, very dark future. I try to alert people to what is happening, but I very much attempt to put a positive slant on it. And that's what a lot of people find difficult, is the solutions that are offered to them, because the solutions require their participation. You know, so many people come into this movement and they claim to be a leader, someone who can lead the world to safety. But hey, folks, there's a lot of people in the world, 7 billion people in the world. Even in any given country, there are hundreds of millions of people. And it's very difficult for anyone to lead these people to safety if they're not prepared to at least know themselves and know what they're facing. And if you get to that point and you do truly start looking at what we're facing, you get to the point where you realize that there is no leader. There's no one that can lead you to safety because it's the grid itself. There's no one who can combat the grid. The grid is only there because we all participate in the grid. And if we stop participating in it, then the system falls down. There's no one that can change that. Doesn't matter if you get Trump in there or you elect yourself in there. Doesn't matter if you get the most honorable person you can find and put them in a position where they're running any particular country. If they're not paying attention to the grid and the people out there in the country are still using the grid, then it's still leading to the same direction because that grid is the control system. I cannot stress this enough, and I think I've said it a lot of times on the show today for anybody out there who might be playing drinking games, but it is the grid. That is the control system. So it doesn't matter about who the leaders are. It doesn't matter who we vote in and vote out. All we've got to do is find a way of maneuvering ourselves back into a position where we're regaining our life skills and we're participating in the actual world using actual things that exist in the actual world, not just in this virtual world. And one of the most important things we can do is to awaken our children to what is happening and to lead our children back into real world activities rather than smart grid activities, irrespective of peer group pressure. You know, perhaps start having some parental meetings with people and setting some guidelines for all of your children and helping the other parents see the danger that their children are facing by immersing themselves into this smart grid. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the parents are concerned anyway, because a lot of parents remember what it was like for them to be kids. I mean, when I was a kid, I was out there running around in the dirt. I was tearing up all the knees on my jeans. I was out there doing all sorts of stuff, climbing trees, riding push bikes, catching frogs and catching tadpoles in the river, going fishing, all sorts of activities when I was a child, playing in the yard with the dog, kicking a ball around. I mean, building tree houses. We used to go out and play for hours and hours on end. We used to come home late for dinner, totally muddy from falling in the creek. But now the kids are just sitting around playing on iPads. All the parks are empty. All the creeks are empty. I suppose most of them have been concreted anyway now. But things have very, very much changed from when we were children. And I think a lot of parents can see this, and they can see what's happening to their kids, but they don't really know what to do about it. And what they can do is just help lead them away from the technology. That's the really important thing, is to help them understand that they're people, they're human beings. They don't need to judge themselves by their Instagram likes. They don't need to judge themselves by their Facebook likes. And what they're actually doing is a form of drug addiction. That's what they're leading the kids into. Because every time you click on an icon on your iPhone, or every time you get a like on Facebook or a like on Instagram, you get a little dopamine hit. You get a little feeling of pleasure and a little feeling of joy that you should get from activities in the real world, but you get them so quickly from your iPhone, because every time you click an icon, you get this little release of dopamine. So it's basically drug addiction that we're leading our children into, only it is a drug that is produced in our own bodies, and the kids are becoming very addicted to this drug at a very early age, and they are viewing everything by the amount of dopamine release it gives them, i.e. the amount of pleasure value they get from the experience. And that's really not what life is about. And that's a very, very dangerous place for parents to be allowing their children to be led into. But I think parents are allowing it for the most part simply because they are unaware of what's actually happening with these programs. They're unaware of what goes on in the human mind. They're unaware of the psychological reaction, the chemical reaction. They're unaware of a lot of things that goes on with this technology simply because they've been kept in the dark about it. So you really can't blame the parents. All you can do is really help them see yourself and share information to them, offer suggestions to them, because when you start talking about their children, at least parents will start showing a little bit of concern, because most parents want their children to grow up having a pretty normal and pretty vibrant and pretty successful life. And when they begin to really see how they are actually being led into this pit via this technology, then many of them become very concerned, and many of them really do want to start acting and start doing something about it. So it's a good place to start. Begin with parents and share information to them. And like I said, there's a resource on my website. If you scroll down my homepage, you'll see a link that says information for parents and schools, something like that. It's right below the 5G, the elephant in the living room video that I did, which is just down on my homepage near the headlines somewhere. So check out that. It's a very good website. There's a lot of information on there you can print and you can share, and we can make some sort of a stand and all get up together and stop this coming online. Well, I think it would be a really good idea anyway, because I certainly won't be participating in it, and I'm sure a lot of people won't either. But the problem is that when you get to that point, like I said, there are only going to be two classes, and that is going to be desirables and undesirables. So if you're still living in the city, then you're not going to really have much choice. So we do need to make some noise about this, ladies and gentlemen. Our very future depends upon it. And I do hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but that's just the way it is. And unfortunately, the only people who can change the situation is ourselves, but we have to be prepared to act. And it is my great hope that that is what mankind will do. And we don't need everybody. We just need the people who are aware to put the wheels into motion, whatever they may be in their local community. Get out there and get involved and put them into motion. But that is it for me, folks. We've completely reached the end of the show now. Again, I will be speaking in Swindon in southern England on October the 1st. I will be doing a combo workshop in Hawaii through November, beginning on November the 4th. So please do go and sign up for one, if not both, of those events, and I will see you at either one. Thank you to all those who continue to listen to the show. Thank you to all those who continue to support the Patreon account. I really could not do this if it wasn't for you people. That is truly the only thing that keeps the show going, folks. So I cannot thank you enough for those people who have signed up. And if you can only do $1 a month, it is still very greatly appreciated. The more people who do it, the more information I can get out to people, and the more people we can reach, and hopefully the more change we can bring about. But thank you very much for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And even with all this bad information, don't lose heart, folks. The fat lady hasn't sung yet. We still can find a way out of this mess. As I said, I have an enormous amount of faith in this species. So even with all the stuff that I've said today, no stake in the outcome. Whatever happens, happens, but we still can change things. But that's it for me. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then, my friends. In La Cache.